Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, joining you today from Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. I'm here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
That's right. Hello. Happy day to everybody out there.
If you're new to the show, Donna Lee is, in fact, a professional comedian.
I was, in fact, yes, on Nick at Night Search for the Funniest Mom in America, number 7. I'm 7th funniest mom in the world.
And sometimes you're still looking for the opportunity to do a little stand-up act.
I am. We have clubs opening now again in Austin, so maybe I'll appear at one of them.
So
I have to beg them. I have to call and say, can you please let me work?
I'm hoping Joe Rogan is a listener to our podcast and our radio show.
I hope so, because maybe he'll throw a bone and you and I can do a little funny
A little stand-up at his new comedy show.
Mm-hmm. That'd be amazing. Let's do it.
That's awesome. This show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialist. That's the urology specialty clinic that started in 2007. We have 4 physician providers. We have 5 physician assistant providers. We have 3 pelvic floor physical therapists. We have a sex therapist, and we have an amazing sleep apnea management and testing program.
And you have 1 Donna Lee.
And 1 Donna Lee.
Mm-hmm. And your name is, by the way, Mystry, if you would like to Google him.
Yes.
You like the Googling. He's doing it all the time.
I Google myself all the time. This is a show in which we talk about men's health issues, and your questions are the kind of thing that drives this show. So we really appreciate you sending in your questions. We are seeing patients. We are actively still seeing all patients that are new with all sorts of insurance. So if you have an issue that you'd like to get a second opinion on, or you'd like to have a men's health issue that has not been addressed, you know, to your satisfaction, we see them all the time, all day, all week. Mm-hmm. And so, Donna, how do people get a hold of us, and where are our locations?
We are located in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs. If you're on the other side of the world, that means nothing to you. Just know we are in the best part of the whole country to live in. Our number is 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com. And you can send your questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com that we will answer anonymously. And, you know, we have a lot of podcast listeners. They're not just the radio show listeners, and they're listening from all over the place.
Well, I'm so glad. Do we have any questions from one of them?
We do have one of them. He's listening from across the state, actually. He says, hi, I've been a regular listener to your weekly podcasts for years now and look forward to them each week. You've become my go-to for men's health issues. I have a question that perhaps can be discussed for myself and others. I'm a very fit 61-year-old man, no major health issues, and only take meds to keep my blood pressure in check. I do, however, have what I consider larger than average testicles. I've never had any testicular pain injuries or detected any abnormalities when doing my self-exams, but visually, the boys, quote boys, seem very large. Even as a teen, I was aware that my scrotum and testicles were larger than others in the locker rooms and have always been very self-conscious about this. I've just learned how to cope with them by shifting them around when sitting or working out. Just wondering if it's normal to have larger testicles, and could they be something that I should be concerned with in my future years?
Well, it's a really great question, because we often...
He's got big balls.
We'll see people that come to us for smaller than average testicles, whether they be from fertility concerns or prior trauma or prior surgery, or because of use of medications. The most common reason would be testosterone use does shrink the balls.
To make them smaller.
It does make them smaller.
What makes them bigger? Is there a medicine that might make them bigger? Well, no, he's had this his whole life.
Yeah, so he's had it his whole life. So if you're looking at your testicles and you're measuring them, you don't really want them to be bigger than 2 of your knuckles. So if you use your your index finger, knuckles. You just want to go to the second knuckle. And that should be about the biggest that your testicle really is.
Okay.
Now, of course, if you have small hands or, you know,
I have
whatever,
big hands. I'd have really big balls, I think. Right? Are you looking?
Actually, I've heard that about you. So, that's about 4 to 5 centimeters in length from top to bottom. So if it's bigger than that, then it could be that that's not just the testicle. You could have something called a hydrocele. And that means that around the testicle, there's a sac.
Right.
And that sac can fill with fluid.
For that long? For his whole life?
For sure. If nobody knew about it, no, you know.
Wow.
And it can be just enough fluid to not be overly noticeable to a doctor, but just noticeable to the patient. So a small hydrocele would probably be the most common reason to have larger than normal testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Tumors are unlikely to be present for that long of a time, but there is some types of tumors or cysts of the inside of the testicle or the epididymis that can mm-hmm. give the testicle a very large size. So if somebody has abnormally large testicles, I think doing an ultrasound, which has no radiation, covered by insurance, and is painless, answers almost all of those questions. It tells you whether your testicle is in the normal range because you'll get the size. Okay. It'll tell you if there's fluid around the testicle. It'll tell you if there's cysts or there's anything going on like in the epididymis.
And where's that?
That is a little worm-like organ that lives right next to the testicle, and that's where the sperm gets stored. So sometimes men who have had a vasectomy and the sperm builds up in the testicles, they'll notice that their testicles are a little bigger, their epididymis is a little bigger, and that can cause some swelling.
And pain?
It can cause it pain, but most people do not have pain.
Gotcha.
But what's happening here is his nuts are getting stuck between his legs when he's working out, and that's causing him discomfort. So that's big balls.
Yeah.
But let me talk to you about big scrotums.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes people just confuse the words and confuse what's going on. So
yeah, I don't know.
The nuts in the sack are your testicle.
Right.
But if the sack is real big, it can start hanging down. And that certainly gets worse as you get older.
Right.
That I mean, we annoying. See some and you're like, man, they must be banging to your knees. That's a really low hanging fruit there.
Women have a boob problem like that.
That's right. Sagging. Things start sagging.
Okay.
So we actually have a repair for that. Ooh. So Dr. Dellinger, who's one of the plastic surgeons on this show that we work with all the time, he and I have to do these scrotal lifts not infrequently.
Like scrotox with some Botox up in there?
We don't do it with medicine. This time we cut it out. There's actually a technique. It's called the diamond technique.
Is it like a facelift for your poo-poos?
Okay. And it tucks everything up so it doesn't get in between your legs. And it's most urologists can do them. The problem with the procedure is that because the scrotum hangs down, the gravity sometimes pulls the stitches apart.
Oh.
So if you get it done, you'd prefer to get it done by somebody who knows what they're doing. So they just put a lot more stitches in there so it doesn't pull apart.
Are the stitches underneath?
They're
tucked up and underneath?
They don't. They just, well, essentially all you do is you just take the extra scrotal skin out and it just kind of tucks everything up.
Okay.
It's relatively painless. It can be covered by insurance if somebody is like really kind of, you know, kind of tricky about how they coat it, but probably doesn't cost more than, you know, $3,000 to get a really nice scrotoplasty done. Mm-hmm. And it can really help alleviate this issue. And as you're getting older and if you're getting more active, the tissues just seem to get thinner and more stretchy. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a lot more veins in them. So we see a lot of veiny scrotums.
This is very unattractive sounding.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Women never really comment on how attractive a scrotum is.
Never. Because you guys don't have pretty parts. We have pretty parts.
I really think this is a sexist kind of conversation. The scrotum is amazingly versatile.
It's so versatile, but it's not pretty.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes we take bull scrotums and put them on our desk and put candy beans in them.
Oh,
do we? I just said candy beans. I don't think that's a thing. What's a candy bean? Jelly beans.
Candy beans.
If anybody's looking for a gift for me.
Please bring me some candy beans.
A scrotal sack with some candy beans are my way to go. If you have questions about things that you have had for a long time and are wondering if they're normal, we would love to answer them for you. And if you want any of these big ball issues prepared, that's something certainly we can help you take care of. If you're having to readjust yourself so that you're not squeezing your balls between your legs, please come and see us. We would love to take care of it for you.
Please bring us some candy.
How do people get a hold of us?
You can call us at 512-238-0762. That was so enjoyable. Our website is armormenshealth.com, and our email address for these questions that are amazing that we will answer anonymously is armormenshealth@gmail.com. We're located in Round Rock, South Austin, North Austin, and Dripping Springs. Listen to our podcast wherever you listen to free podcasts, and you will learn something for sure.
For sure.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, the ever-present, ever-wonderful Donna Lee.
Ever-present? Is that a thing?
That's right.
It's like ever-present. Saying,
well, showing up's half the battle.
Hey, you're here again. Welcome to work.
It's half the battle. I'm a board-certified urologist. This is a men's health show. This show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. Mm-hmm. We have been in practice since 2007, almost coming upon our 13th magical year here in Austin.
You know, 13 is our lucky number at home.
Well,
when we go to Vegas, we bet on 13 all the time.
That's right.
And we win big.
Well, you're still coming to work, so maybe you're not winning too big.
I have to come to work to finish off that.
Maybe it's
Vegas
a lucky number
plan.
For me, so that if you got rich, you wouldn't come to work anymore.
Okay, good point.
Our urology practice is dedicated to the treatment of both men and women for a variety of urologic needs, including kidney stones, bladder cancer, prostate cancer, you know, things that deal with the body from the belly button to the knees, let's
the
just
knees?
Say.
Oh,
yeah, above the knees, below the belly button. We have four amazing physician providers. We have four amazing physician assistant providers. We have in-house sex therapy, in-house physical therapy, and biomechanical therapy. We do in-house nutrition, in-house mm-hmm. sleep, because we really care about you from your head to toe, even mm-hmm. though we only really take care of your belly button to your knees.
The midsection.
That's right, just the midsection.
Oh, boy. Dingling and the yum-yums.
Oh, yeah, that's the most important. If you had a bullseye on what our most important part of the body is, at least we know. Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. We have a new website, Dr. Mystery. Well, we have an old website, but we combine some websites, so now it's a little different for people to get a hold of us. So they have to go to our website, northaustinurology.com, and they have to click on the podcast. So we have a podcast link. How exciting.
That's right. We're podcastable.
We're podcastable, as we like to say. So you can send us questions through our website. You can also continue to send your questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com, which we respond to. All of them we respond to, and we do have some questions today.
It's those questions and your engagement as our listeners that really mean a lot to us. I don't know. I think a lot of my friends are lying when they say they're listening to us.
You think?
Yes.
But who's listening to the podcast?
Everyone says they're always listening to me all the time. Everyone. I think they know that my ego is really fragile.
Well, mine is now too, thanks.
Well, there you go.
I went to look at our downloads. I was a little sad. I was it wasn't the thousands I was expecting.
That's right. Not this week. Not this week. Well, let's spice it up, lady.
Oh, boy. I do have a question.
Yeah, let's do it.
This one made me a little sad, so I'm going to respond to this guy. He wanted to make a long story short. Dr. Mystery, I've been inactive sexually, so sexually inactive most of my life. In my early 30s, I had no problems getting aroused and having erections. However, invariably, I went soft. This had nothing to do with losing interest. And then he said, I think I tried 5 or 6 times around that time. When I was in my 40s, I actually was in a relationship for several months. Due to religious reasons, we only had sex 3 or 4 times. The same thing happened. There was no guilt related to my faith, nor did I lose interest during the act. Now he's in his 60s. He's wondering if Viagra would be useless now, or do you think that there's promise there?
Well, I think that's a great involved question that has several components to it. Although I'll try to address what this listener is asking. I'm going to start from the progression as he was going through his life. Mm-hmm. So young people who are not sexually active, whether it be for religious reasons, self-esteem issues, anxiety issues, mm-hmm. those are things that we really pick up on here in our clinic. Many people, when they're going through a sexual history, if they ask the patient, are you sexually active? And they say no, they may just stop there. But we are the kind of practice to say, why not?
Right.
You know, if you're a 27-year-old, healthy man or woman, and you're not sexually active, and if it's for religious reasons or because you're not married or because you've chosen that, then that's, you know, that's fine.
Right.
But if it's because you have a sexual issue that you don't want to talk about or embarrassed to talk about, mm-hmm. that's something else.
Gotcha.
So in this case, it seems like what we have is a person who is not very sexually developed, not very sexually experienced. And then to try to start becoming sexually experienced in your 30s, when you're with a sexually experienced partner, causes tremendous subconscious
stress.
Anxiety.
Oh, boy.
For sure. Mm. There's no getting around it.
And
in our physiology, as humans, the one thing that kills an erection more than anything is a very strong dose of epinephrine. So when it's part of our fight or flight.
Right.
I mean, could you imagine if like a tiger was chasing us?
And you're trying to have an orgasm.
And you had an erection. It would be the worst thing, you know? You know, James Bond is never really, you know, they're doing the things afterwards, not like in the middle of the chase, you know?
What a confusing feeling.
That's right. That's right. This is confusing. The adrenergic response of having that epinephrine course through our body, coming from our adrenal glands when we're having a fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes when you just start losing an erection and you get really worried about it and you try to push harder, you know, and so that's where we need that slide whistle. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to have difficulty maintaining that erection. Then you move to 40s. Now you're in a committed relationship. You have nothing that's really kind of getting in the way of it. But now you start getting ED, age-related ED,
right?
Which just seems unfair. you never got to use the thing in the first place.
Right.
And so, and now, whether Viagra is going to work or not, it almost certainly is likely to help tremendously. But to just throw a pill on the problem that has existed for 40 years is unlikely to overcome kind of the deeper set issues.
So the patient did reference, though, is this a more appropriate question for a sex therapist?
Well, I think that's a lot like if your lights are flickering and you call an electrician, they're going to say it's an electrical problem. If you call a carpenter, they may think that something's wrong with the substructure of the house. If you call, you know, a horoscope specialist, they're going to tell you that your your planets are not. So kind of you're going to get the answer from the type of practitioner you're going through.
Right.
So when you come to us, we have the sex therapist here. We have a pelvic floor physical therapist here. I'm going to handle your hormones and your physiology. So whether your erectile issues or your ability to maintain your erection is neurologic, hormonal, psychological, or vascular, which is blood flow, you're going to get an appropriate evaluation here. So it's not either or, it's and.
Okay.
And so getting a sex therapist involved for this longstanding sexual dysfunction, along with understanding that at age 60 now, there's going to be a variety of physiologic, medical issues that are affecting you, I think is really important. Low testosterone, you know, impaired blood flow. And, you know, let's you know, come on in. Let's try to help make your 60s, you know, kind of that magic time. The listener didn't say it, but I'm going to guess it. He probably never married.
I don't think so.
He doesn't have any children.
Yeah.
So the kind of amazing, like, impact this has had on the course of his life is tremendous. And so for those of you out there that may be, you know, quietly suffering from a similar kind of condition, you know, I try to encourage so many younger people to address these things when they're able to, you know, alter the course of their lives. We meet people from Asian countries, immigrants often, who may have grown up with different types of attitudes towards sex, and then they're forced into arranged marriages, for example.
Right.
And then they come and see us because
they can't get pregnant.
Yeah, they can't get pregnant because they've never had sex.
That was the marriage I needed.
Yeah. Oh, God, Donna. Poor Michael. Maybe you should sign up for one of those. You know what I'm saying?
Not too late.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. Oh, by the way, he wants to be on the show to defend himself.
He's going
to
defend himself.
Okay.
He's going to defend himself. I don't think we have an option. Oh boy.
Well, that's insightful. I felt really sad for him when I read that question, and I hope that he comes in. So I'll reach back out to him.
Well, that's a great question. We really look forward to your questions. I think they give us a lot of inspiration in our own practice to continue what we're doing in the kind of way that we're doing it. Because I think that if you go somewhere and have such a complex scenario, or don't share your scenario with your doctor so they know it's complex, then, you know, all the Viagra in the world is only going to give you a headache and change the blue-green outline of lights instead of really helping you get to the underlying issue.
And how brave was it for him to ask that?
That was amazing. So thank you so much for that question. Donna, how do we get more brave questions?
You can send your brave questions about those lions chasing you while you're having an erection to armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. You can visit our website, northaustinurology.com. You can also still visit armormenshealth.com, and you'll just be given a whole beautiful blue website full of information and knowledge about the middle part of your body. Call us at 512-238-0762 during the week. You can ask for me. I'm happy to help. And we're located in Round Rock, where Dr. Mystery started 13 years ago, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs. And Dr. Mystery is his real name, M-I-S-T-R-Y. Somebody called us Zany the other day.
Well, that's better than gimmicky.
We'll be back with our Zany show.
The Armour Men's Health Show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.